USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She could come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
April retail sales came in much lower than expected, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Retail sales fell by 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the best experts' predictions. The nearly 16.5% decline is double the previous record set for a drop back in March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, so the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster that's been brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Chris Barnes.
Five sailors on the U.S. aircraft carrier sidelined in Guam due to COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus for a second time and have been taken back off the ship, according to the Navy. The resurgence of the virus in those sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt underscores the behavior of the highly contagious virus and raises more questions about how troops that test positive can be reintegrated into the military, especially submarines and ships. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In a final act before stepping down as chairman, Senator Richard Burr, the Republican from North Carolina, has asked the Trump administration to quickly declassify the last portion of the Senate Intelligence Committee's bipartisan report on Russian election interference, which is 1,000 pages long, on the committee's counterintelligence findings. In a joint announcement with ranking Democrat Mark Warner of Virginia, Burr noted that President Donald Trump's nominee to be Director of National Intelligence, Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, affirmed his commitment as DNI to an expeditious review of the committee's report. Ratcliffe is expected to be confirmed. With some states and regions beginning to reopen, small businesses are still feeling the effects of our current climate, but many are making efforts to support them. And according to a recent survey from TopCashback.com, 76% of Americans are more likely to buy from a local business than a larger big box store if possible during coronavirus. 47% find themselves supporting small businesses more over the last month. 74% of those supporting the small business community are ordering takeout, and 46% are tipping more than usual. 84% are buying food or takeout from small businesses, and the survey found that Americans prefer to pick up orders rather than having them delivered, 58% preferring the pickup option. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.